Did you raise, well, did you also have troughs then?
Hmm?
Did you also have troughs to feed animals? Troughs?
Oh, well, yeah. What we called a manger.
Oh, okay. What ate out of that? Horses? And
then we had one out there we fed the cows hay in.
Okay. Did you ever raise pigs?
Yeah, we had a few, not very many.
Not something you want to do a lot of.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you remember what you fed them?
Yeah, we'd feed them corn and wheat and whatever grain we had.
Feed them slop at all?
Yeah.
That's called slop. Is that what you call it?
I'd take the barrel. I did it later. Well, Dad did too. Mm-hmm. Take a barrel and put wheat in it and then pour water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And let it sour.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd dip that out and put it in the trough to feed the pigs. And then we'd feed that and then we'd put some more in it to sour at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Did you give them like table scraps and stuff like that too?
The dogs and cats got that.
Oh, okay. Did you also have something to feed animals with called a feed bag at all? A feed bag or a nose bag?
Had a nose bag for the horses.
Okay.
But we didn't use it much.
Okay. You said you had a lot of chickens. Did you ever sell the eggs or anything?
Yeah, my wife did that.
Okay, where would she take them?
To Old Pueblo's.
Okay.
But she had to clean them and candle them. You know what that is?
No.
Look in them, put them over a deal with a light in it,
mm-hmm.
to be sure there were no blood spots or nothing, blood spots in it.
Oh, really? So you can see right through them, huh?
Well, you can see them when you put a bright light and hold them over a hole.
Yeah.
And something.
Oh, okay. So there has to be a hole?
Yeah, it has to be a hole, but set them down on a hole.
Yeah.
With a bright light under it.
Okay. All right. When you had cattle, what was the male cattle called?
The bull.
And the female?
Cows.
Okay. And the youngsters?
Calves. And heifers.
Okay. What are the heifers are young?
Okay. Yeah, they're young cows.
Okay. Did you, did anybody raise sheep around here at all? If you remember?
Not close. The 3R Ranch up there had sheep a long time ago.
But not too much in this area, huh?
Well, Everhart, when he owned the 3R Ranch, they had lots of sheep.
Oh, really? So they were the big sheep?
Huh?
They were the big sheep?
Yeah.
People around here.
Okay. How are you doing, John?
Well, it's dead.
What's dead?
The phone over there.
Hmm. Well, it's unplugged somewhere.
Well, I just looked around and it looks like it's all plugged in, but I don't know.
Well, this one's not.
Well, this one... Yeah, good. Well, that one works.
That one's just unplugged.
Well, no, it seems to be plugged in. Why it's not working. So you want me to cook you something?
What do you want to do?
Cook you something to eat and then I'm going to go.
I don't need nothing cooked. Tried to get him to take me to town, but he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do it, huh?
Maybe tomorrow. Let me go early today, and I'll take you tomorrow.
That's like I used to have an old guy working for me. He'd say, let's knock off early and give it hell tomorrow.
That's a good expression.
You like that one?